Welcome to Music Journeys. I'm Mike Foley. The Columbus Food Truck Festival kicks off August 14th and 15th at the Franklin County Fairgrounds. ColumbusFoodTruckFest.com for all the details. And go to WCBE.org. You'll see a little banner there about how the tickets that you purchase through that link will benefit WCBE as well. DJ Logic and Robert Randolph and friends are headlining the event on Saturday, and we had a chance to chat with DJ Logic about his love of music, his love of food, and we had some fun with him on the Fast Five as well. DJ Logic, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is DJ Logic, and this is my music journey. Yeah, just returned from Europe, doing a little tour. Was out with the Miles Davis Electric Band, celebrating Miles Davis' 100-year centennial. Just looking forward to coming to Ohio soon.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to that as well. I guess we'll start there. I want to dig into your love of music and what inspires you, but what attracted you to being part of this upcoming Columbus Food Truck Festival?
Well, you know, the love of Columbus, the love of Ohio. I've been coming in and doing a few shows with my band and with other musician friends. You know, the last I was there was with OAR, and it was great. And Ohio is just a beautiful place, and I love the city.
Yeah, you touched on OAR and Columbus for that band, just a huge part of their formation. What do you love about collaborating with OAR?
Just the freedom. You know, we just have a lot of fun, you know, and they're so open-minded to doing different things, experimenting and on different things. And, you know, we recorded a song together called King.
I refuse to burn through these shoes. Too much running got me burned out for years. Got a feeling that I won't deny. Time to get started, the King better hide.
And they're just a great group of musicians, and I love playing with them.
We love the sound that you make on that one. As far as the Food Truck Festival, Robert Randolph and friends, what do you have in store?
Well, Robert's a great friend, and we've known each other for a very long time. We toured with each other. There's always something special with Robert. He, you know, bringing the blues and the rock and the jazz and a little bit of the hip hop. So, you know, he's a very eclectic musician, and I'm very excited to play with him. You know, every time we get opportunity to do something special.
And then Food Truck Fest itself, I mean, do you walk around and grab something first? What's sort of your plan of attack?
You know, I got to get my protein on before I hit the stage, so I'm going to just be getting my, you know, going around, checking out, sampling a couple of different food options, you know, and I'm a foodie. So I'm looking forward to seeing all the eclectic varieties of food. And, you know, it's like music, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just kind of going and tasting all the flavors, and that'll kind of build up to my set in a way, you know?
It's a perfect combination.
Yeah, it is.
DJ Logic, how did the love of music begin for you? What are some of your earliest memories?
My earliest memories is, you know, I started out DJing and playing in the downtown scene, spinning hip-hop and jazz, and playing with jazz musicians at the Knitting Factory and CBGB's, and kind of one thing led to the next. I'm hooked up, met up with some amazing musicians from the downtown scene, some rock guys like Vernon Reed from Living Color, and another group called Modesky, Martin, and Wood. And I kind of, you know, created my own little thing. You know, there was not too many DJs collaborating with musicians at the time. And, you know, I kind of created my own little niche, which was wonderful, you know. And to this day, you know, it's been a blessing to travel all over the world and, you know, be able to just bring my style of music and collaborations to the masses, to the world.
How would you describe that niche you've created for yourself for someone that might not be familiar with it?
I would say describe it as very eclectic, like an anomaly, you know. Someone that just sums up the name, Logic. Logically, music is logic, you know. And that's something I wanted to represent, you know, with my name and what I was doing, you know.
Yeah, could you share a little bit about when and where you were born, if you moved around at all, and maybe how that influenced the way you think about and process music and sound?
Well, I grew up in New York City, which is, you know, New York City is an eclectic city, a variety of music and food and everything. So just hearing a lot of music and being around the culture and the city and everything, that inspired me with my musical taste, you know. So I was very open-minded, you know. I had a lot of resources, I should say, you know. Go to different record stores and discover different musical artists and stuff like that, as well as, you know, playing at different clubs, you know, from the Wetlands to CBGBs, as well as, you know, the people before me who I was inspired by, some of the hip-hop greats, you know, Beastie Boys to Run DMC and Tribe Called Quest and P-Funk and all of that stuff. So,
absolutely. How does the process, DJ Logic, work for you in terms of, you know, crafting a beat, turning it into a song? What is that like for you?
You know, it's just thinking of thought, just coming up with an idea, you know, just kind of vibing. You know, I have creative ideas at different moments, you know, and I'll start off with a beat that, you know, I think would be, you know, the perfect groove to get the set going. I vibe out on the audience, I vibe out on the moment, you know, what's happening at that time.
Do you have to just stop what you're doing if a beat comes to you in the middle of, while you're doing something else, and just focus and get that art out, or at least get it down?
Yeah, I'll get it down and I'll, you know, a little rough draft of something, and then I'll either start or come back to it. And when I'm performing, it's just like, you know, I'm already like vibing to something, and I feel like this is the mood where I think this moment should go, you know? So, yeah.
It's the 15th edition or year for the Columbus Food Truck Festival. It'd be perfect if it was 25, because I'm really into these albums that you put out in 2001. I would love for you to reflect on, you know, how they came together, maybe starting with DJ Logic Presents Project Logic. Was that the first one?
Yeah, that was the first one, and that was special because all the musicians I've worked with, you know, through my career, from Vernon Reed to Mark Rebo, Melvin Gibbs, Don Byron, who else is on there? Casey Benjamin. Yeah, it's just like people who've been a part of my life and watched me come up, you know, in my musical community.
Oh, I love that. Recognizing that you love all the songs, right? Could you highlight a couple from that first one that are, you know, extra special, meaningful for you?
Oh, wow. There's one track called Una Cosa Buena.
Oh, look at the big variety. Beautiful work.
Talking about, you know, the eclecticness of New York City, you know, you get the Caribbean culture, the Latin culture and everything. So I kind of wanted to do like this kind of hip hop Latin vibe, came out great. And then I got another thing called Shay's Groove. Shay's Groove with John Medeski.
A twist of the knob always adjusts the sound perfectly to your ears.
That's the jazz hip hop groove, which I love. What else? And then the one called Bruckner. Bruckner's actually the area where I live at, and I wanted to name that after my hometown. So, yeah.
Who's the voice on the song Spider Dance?
Oh, Spider Dance, that's a wonderful, that's Jennifer Charles.
Oh man, she's so great.
She's awesome, and that's a favorite one of mine too. She's someone, you know, I've always admired listening to, and we always had a great time just collaborating on things, and I was happy to get her on there, and great to work with her. And she also has a group called the Elysian Fields.
Oh, I got to check them out. Last one on that release, I'd love to get your thoughts on is Flat as a Board. That's a good groove.
Oh, yeah. Flat as a Board. That's a good one. All those tracks are different, and it's just a vibe, you know. At the moment, I just wanted to be able to create a record, album that people could listen from beginning to end, and it has different movements, you know, and make it like a nice vignette.
Then you turn around and do it again, DJ Logic with the Anomaly. Start to finish,
right.
That does the same thing. Reflections on the Anomaly.
Yeah, Reflections on the Anomaly is just the continuation, you know, and I bought it. Other great musicians like Ron Miles on trumpet, did Ron's House. I also brought in a wonderful violinist, Mary Benari, and I wanted to make that like a sexy groove, you know. And then I brought in some rappers as well. And then also French Quarter. Wanted to bring, you know, the vibe of New Orleans, you know, my experience, you know, going to New Orleans and playing Jazz Fest. And then we got another track called Michelle that was done with Casey Benjamin, a nice flute groove. Trying to showcase all my, you know, all the stuff that inspires me.
Gosh, it's amazing how you do that, because you can hear so much in there. You know, a couple faves for me, one is Frequency One. I mean, that one just kind of grabs your ears and never lets them go. How'd you put that together?
I love drum and bass, so it was, you know, I just wanted to do something that, you know, like I said, inspires me. You know, I love drum and bass, I love electronic music, you know, I decided to keep it interesting, as you said, you know, it just kept you engaged, and that's how, you know, that's the thing, you know, when I want people to listen to my music, keep them engaged and take them on a trip.
We all need trips away from things, right? One more I'd love to hear you talk about is Soul Kissing.
Oh yeah, Soul Kissing. Yeah, that's special. You know, that I think that's the, was that the one with the violin, right? Soul Kissing. No. Yeah, I think so, right? I'm trying to remember my own records. Oh man.
Let me see if I can I can put it on here for you.
I think that's the one with the violin. I'm right. Yeah, that's with Barry Benari. Are you playing it?
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah, that's Soul Kissing. That's the one with Barry Benari. And we got, what's his name on Vibes from Groove Collective.
That's the only battle we fight too as a radio station, as a lover of the art form. When you're looking at these and going back to them, you can't always see who plays on these things, you know, through the digital version.
Right.
That's why we love the physical.
We love the physical. That's why I still collect records and still dig for records, you know, because I'm glad to see records still around, you know, because you know it's great to have the digital, but you know, being able to touch a vinyl and be able to open it up and read who played on the record, reading the liner notes, you know, appreciating the artwork, you know, that all right there, that all sums up, you know, a recording, you know, just but while you're listening to it, you know, that's how I look at it, you know, and that's something I miss, you know, and when you download and you're not really getting the perspective, you know, everybody's skipping to one track to the next, you know. But if you know the vinyl, you put it on the record player, you just let it play. You know, you sit there and you have the time and the patience to listen to it all the way through.
Yeah, soak it all in. We try to spin some vinyl here at WCBE too. I love bringing listeners in too with a vinyl that's special to them and hearing them talk about it and hearing the passion that they have for it. So it's great. DJ Logic, a few more questions. I appreciate your time. 25 years since those releases we just talked about, how have you, that's a good chunk of time, how have you evolved as an artist? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel?
You know, I'm evolving every day. Every day is something special. I'm just experiencing things new every day and trying different things every day. So it's every day is just you know, something special for me, you know, and I love what I do, touring and being able to perform, you know, in front of my fans as well as new fans, you know, so, you know, I feel very blessed to be doing what I'm doing and as well as, you know, inspiring other people to do what I do.
Yeah, kind of along those lines, you know, listeners share with me all the time how a song or a artist or a band, an album even, has inspired them or helped them get through something. As the artist, can you explain what music means to you, what it does for you, what it's meant to be involved in it for so long?
Wow. Music music means life, you know. It means life. It means, you know, air, you know. So it's always consistent, you know. It's always evolving. And love, you know. That's a, you have to love what you do, you know. Sorry, I just dropped the box. You know, it's the love. I love what I do, the passion, and and I love creating music, and just, you know, just the experience of everything, you know, being able to, you know, like I said, put smiles on people's faces through music, you know, speaking in their language through music, you know, and the feel and everything. So, you know, it vibrates for me right to them, I should say.
Bringing it back to what's going to happen here soon at the Food Truck Festival, it just, you know, when you see Robert Randolph, he always just looks like he's having the time of
the
his life
time.
Up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Robert and that's me. You know, we as soon as we get on stage, it's just like you're just alive, you know. You just wake up and that's the spirit about it. You know, you feel the energy of being on stage, playing with the musicians that you have backing you up, as well as the audience. You know, you're vibing off the energy of the audience, and then we're just throwing it back and forth, and it feels great.
And then I just have this one other quick segment. I think you got the questions too, but to kind of wrap up this, do you guys have a game plan, but then you switch it up based on how you feel and how you bounce off each other?
You know, it's basically off how we just bounce off each other. Because last time I played with Robert was at the Blue Note, and I was with Christian McBride, and that was an amazing show. And basically, you know, I just, like I said, just started off with a groove, and we just kind of got into it. And we also, sometimes we talk about things, and sometimes we just let it just go, you know. And then that's the trust in the music, you know, musicianship, you know, camaraderie we have, you know. So we know each other, and I know how he plays, and, you know, he knows how I play, and we just, you know, we listen to each other, and, you know, we go up there and have a great time.
You have a conversation with each other through music, right?
Yeah, that's right. We have a conversation through music. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. Okay, hoping we can have fun with these five questions that I like to throw out. If you feel the urge to sing them, I love it when artists do that. Not the whole thing, just a line or two. I won't keep you here all day, but... what's the first song you can remember hearing that you love, DJ Logic?
Oh, wow. I would say Lovely Day.
Bill Withers, all right.
Bill Withers, Lovely Day.
Can you give us a little version of Lovely Day for us?
Okay. There I look at you, and the world is all right with me.
Love it, love it.
There I want to look at you. Lovely Day. I can't get the high note.
All right, you can't hit the high note. Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
You know, that's a feel good tune. You know, you can start your day with that song. You can start your day with that song. You can end your day with that song, and it puts you in a happy place. And that's what I'm all about. And same with Robbie. You know, putting people in a happy place, in a good mood. And yeah, and that song was very inspiring and inspirational, and to this day it still feels good, you know. So yeah, that's one of the songs that, you know, as a kid, you know, jump up all around, you know, and you could play it to your kids today and they still love it, you know, young and old.
Absolutely. Hey, how about a song that makes you feel the most nostalgic, sparks some memories for you?
Oh wow. It'll probably be like something hip-hop, you know, like Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, being that, you know, do a lot of stuff with jazz and hip-hop and stuff, so it's kind of in my category, so I love that.
Absolutely. How about, what's your go-to song for dancing, or a tune you hear you just can't sit still when you hear it?
Oh, man, it would have to be like James Brown. You know, gotta hear some James Brown, or what else? Maybe like Chic, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Nile Rodgers, come on.
Nile Rodgers, there you go. You know, yeah, you know, there's something like that, or Happy, you know, Pharrell, you know, there's a lot of different things. Anything that has a feel good moment, you know, that's what I'm all about.
Well, you're making us happy with these selections, so I just have a couple more. Song that makes you feel like working out, DJ Logic, or motivates you to get something done you don't feel like doing at the time?
Oh, a song that gets me motivated. Oh, let's see. Wow. Good one. Maybe like Parliament, P-Funk, you know? I'll say Atomic Dog or something like that, or maybe like I would say like Atomic Dog, Parliament, you know.
You got a little of that, yeah, for us with the,
yeah,
voice.
Oh, you mean the voice?
Yeah. Give us a little
Atomic Dog.
Love it.
Woof. who doesn't love the funk?
I mean,
who,
come on, yeah,
funk, right? You know what I'm saying? Ohio is where the funk, you know,
exactly.
Ohio players, you know, yeah. You know, got the funk, baby. Got to have the funk.
It's interesting you say funk. I have a shirt on right now, one of our local bands, Austin and the Sid Experience, and it says, Funk is real.
Oh. Yeah, the funk is real. That's right. If your head is bobbing and your feet is tapping, you got the funk in you.
Absolutely. Hey, last one for you. Appreciate your time. A song that lifts you up when you're feeling down. We could go back to that first one, but another song that lifts you up.
Another song that lifts me up. I'll have to say Miles Davis. You know, just something without voice, but, you know, just the sound of his trumpet uplifts me, you know, it puts me in a mood. So, and, you know, it just starts your day. You know, you could run on his music. You could work out on his music. You could just meditate on his music, and it's inspiring. So, yeah, there you go.
Well, you put us in a great mood. DJ Logic, thank you so much for your time, sharing some memories with us, enriching our lives with your art. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
That was fun. A reminder, the 15th annual Columbus Food Truck Festival takes place August 14th, August 15th. You can learn more at columbusfoodtruckfest.com. At WCBE.org, there's a banner there where you can learn how the tickets that you purchase can also benefit WCBE. Again, WCBE.org. Programming note, Maggie Brennan had a chance to chat with Robert Randolph. You can find that on the YouTube channel, and there's a direct link to that channel at WCBE.org. We had some fun with Robert Randolph years ago as well, an incredible Fast Five. You can find that by searching for Music Journeys and Robert Randolph. This episode with DJ Logic will also be up there at WCBE.org. In case you tuned in late, thank you for spending some time with Music Journeys here on 90.5 FM WCBE Columbus. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.
You don't have to be in front of your radio to enjoy WCBE. Using the WCBE app, you can listen to us live anytime, anywhere. Download the app for free on iOS and Android today.